edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. And that includes the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, two streams, should fit virtually anybody's internet connection. So head over there and tune in live at freetalklive.com. That is freetalklive.com. We have got a lot to talk about here tonight, including an update on a story we talked about a long time ago involving a McDonald's store, a manager, her employee, and a cop supposedly on the line.
Was that McDonald's?
Yeah, it was a McDonald's.
It was a Burger King.
It was done at different places. Okay. We'll get you the details on that, but first, to the airports. For the newest in TSA security, what is it that they have implemented now, Mark, that will keep us all so safe?
Well, from the AP, it says here, millions of travelers were raided for their terror potential. Without their knowledge, millions of Americans and foreigners crossing U.S. borders in the past 4 years have been assigned scores generated by U.S. government computers rating the risks that the travelers are terrorists or criminals. So, if you've gone across a border, chances are good, you've got a terrorist rating.
You got a number.
You got a number, yeah, something assigned as your potential. Now, I have been across the border in the last 4 years.
Okay.
You have not?
I have not.
Not by an airplane?
No.
Travelers are not allowed. I wonder what my score is.
I don't know.
Can't be good. Travelers are not allowed to see or directly challenge these risk assessments, which the government intends to keep on file for 40 years. The government calls the system critical to national security following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Some privacy advocates call it one of the most intrusive, risky schemes yet mounted in the name of anti-terrorism efforts.
How in the world are they determining these numbers? What are they doing with them besides
data.
Putting them in a database?
They're determining them with data. Virtually every person entering and leaving the United States by air, sea, or land is scored by the Homeland Security Department's Automated Targeting System, or ATS.
Goodness.
Yep. The score
sounds really safe.
Right. Based on the ATS's analysis of their travel records and other data, including items such as where they are from, how they paid for their tickets, their motor vehicle records, past one-way travel, seating preference, what kind of meal they ordered.
Seating preference?
Mm-hmm.
So you're more likely to be a terrorist if you sit in Section A, something like that?
Yeah, well, I wonder, do they look at criminal record? Because it doesn't seem like
where
they're
do
doing
you come,
any of that.
Can you go down that list again, the criteria?
Yeah, where they're from.
This is an automated program that just sort of scans these things in. This isn't done by a human being.
How they paid for their ticket, their motor vehicle records.
So cash, presumably if you paid with cash, then you're in big trouble.
Yeah,
right?
That doesn't sound good.
Where you're from, I guess if you're from the Middle East, then you can be in trouble.
No.
Okay.
Past one-way travel.
That's a bad thing, so yeah. Apparently, because only criminals travel one way.
Seating preference and what kind of meal they ordered.
So if you're a vegetarian, you might get singled out.
No, if you ask for no pork.
Kosher?
Yeah.
Mm.
The use of the program on travelers was quietly disclosed earlier this month when the department put a notice detailing ATS on the Federal Register, a fine print compendium of federal rules. The few civil liberties lawyers who heard of ATS and even some other law enforcement officers said they thought it was only used to screen cargo. The Homeland Security Department called the program one of the most advanced targeting systems in the world and said the nation's ability to spot criminals and other security threats would be critically impaired without access to this data.
So what I'd like to know is how they're using it. Are they using it to determine whether or not you get the secondary search? Are they using it to determine whether or not you, for instance, perhaps you aren't on the no-fly list, which last we heard had about 80,000 names on it. And like the no-fly list, you're saying that this is also a list that you cannot challenge, you cannot see.
Yeah.
So you'll never know what your special terrorist number is. And even if you did somehow find out, it wouldn't matter because you wouldn't be able to actually contest it. Similar to the no-fly list, which you can also not challenge, even though, as we pointed out in the past, even though if you've been through airport security, been checked out, found out that you're okay, and have gone through all of the rigmarole, you still can't get off of this no-fly list. There are no strings to pull unless you are an ultra-connected politician or something
right.
like that.
I mean, if you were ordered a kosher meal, paid for your ticket in cash, decided to fly one way someplace, you know, these just, they just don't sound like out of the ordinary things. Maybe I think to myself, you know, I'll try a kosher meal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've looked at the list of things that you can get on an airplane, and none of them sounded really good, so I just got the regular meal. But, you know, I don't see why that's a big deal. Anyway, that's what they're looking at. Government officials could not say whether ATS has apprehended any terrorists.
Of course not.
Based on all the information available to them, federal agents turn back about 45 foreign criminals a day at U.S. borders, according to Homeland Security's Customs and Border Protection spokesman. He could not say how many were spotted by ATS, though. Homeland Security ought to focus on the simple things it can do and stop trying to build these overly complex jury-rigged systems, said Barry Shinoff, American Civil Liberties Union lawyer.
He's just a terrorist!
But I don't know. I mean, it's all very interesting. I guess you would expect them to look at some of this information, but should somebody be turned back based on that? What if I'm an American, and, I mean, am I going to be denied the ability to travel outside the United States?
That's how it sounds.
It's beginning to look that way with, you know...
I'm sure they're looking at this. Don't you think they're looking at the number for domestic travel as well?
I don't know.
I mean, if that number pops up, if you're buying a ticket and that number pops up, that may just mean you get a secondary search when you're just traveling from point A to point B within the country.
It could. The data mining project, now known as Secure Flight, caused a furor 2 years ago in Congress. Lawmakers barred its implementation until it can pass 10 tests for accuracy and privacy protection. In comments from the government about ATS, Sobel said, some individuals will be denied the right to travel.
There you go.
And many the right to travel free of unwarranted interference. Mm. So, yeah, that does mean the secondary check.
So you either aren't going to get to travel or you're going to get shakedown every time.
Yeah. Sobel said the interview.
Because you ordered some food.
Right.
Sat in the wrong place.
Paid in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Sobel said in the interview that the government notice also raises the possibility that faulty risk assessments could cost innocent people jobs in shipping or travel, government contracts, licenses, or other benefits. Not to mention how many people on this no-fly list just can't fly.
That's true. Now, how is it this is going to cost somebody a job? They're going to be able to cross-check on the terrorist
If I have trouble traveling, then I'm going to lose my job.
I see. If you're a traveling salesperson and all of a sudden you can't travel anymore.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, can you see that? If they're not going to let me outside the United States, it's part of my job to fly to Toronto and Winnipeg every once in
right.
a while. Then I'm going to lose that job.
Well, you know, you should be happy, Mark, because you're helping stop terrorism.
Yeah, I should be happy about that. The government notice says that some or all of the ATS data about any individual may be shared with state, local, and foreign governments for use in hiring decisions and in granting licenses, security clearances, contracts, or other benefits. In some cases, the data may be shared with courts, Congress, and even private contractors. What do you think about that?
I can't say I'm surprised.
They can share the data, but you can't see it.
Right. Everyone else can, apparently.
I mean, nuts.
Yeah, this is really nuts. I mean, this is where the country's been going ever since we were given Social Security numbers back in the 30s. They said, oh, no, these numbers won't be used for identification purposes, but you better believe your Social Security number's tied into all this as well.
Yeah. You know, it seems so strange to me, but the Social Security number, it's funny. I've got a situation with some lawyers that are just scrambling to get my Social Security number right now, and they're calling me daily. Mm-hmm. You got to give me your Social Security number. No. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. Why is it that everybody needs this number in order to do business?
Because
you can't have my Social Security number.
You're being turned into a number.
Yeah.
And it's been happening for decades. And this is just the logical extension of it. Now you've got more numbers. Now you not only are you Social Security number, that's just the identifying number that gets into your file. Then you get to find out what your terrorist assessment number is. And your other, however many other numbers they've put on you.
Driver's license numbers.
Driver's license numbers. Credit scores. Though I'm okay with, you know, credit scores. That's okay.
Yeah, that's a free market thing.
But still, it's really disturbing. And there's more. You want to talk about more numbers? How about the Registered Traveler Program? This one's going to involve you shelling out some numbers from your wallet to the TSA to get, well, essentially preferred treatment. You basically, they're preferred slave. We'll explain. Coming up here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. How do you feel about this terrorist score thing? It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 1st, 2006. Gold's at $644.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $666.75, $334.56 per half, and $167.28 for quarter ounce coins. That's $665.75, $334.56. At 167.28. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. Packet8.net for all of your voice-over IP needs. And don't forget to join Free Talk Live online at freetalklive.com. We've got a listener map with 1,700 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to said listener map. You can be on it as well, or just scroll around the world and see who's listening to the show at map.freetalklive.com. That is map.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more.
The most influential libertarians in America will be there. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to continue talking about so-called airport security and the newest program that the TSA or the Department of Homeland Security has created called the Registered Travel Program. Again, to supposedly protect us from those evil terrorists that are just out there lurking and waiting.
They're everywhere.
But first, to the phones, to the fun, Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Amplifier line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going? Let me see your shoulder lane.
But let me see your shoulder lane. Now, that's what somebody called
lean.
In. Is it lean or lane?
It's shoulder lean. It's actually a song by an Atlanta rapper named Young Dro. It came out about 8 months ago. It's a very catchy kind of dance tune. It's the sort of thing that folks around Atlanta really like to do. You know, everybody around here does lean with it, rock with it, snappy fingers, pool palace. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know anything about that.
No, we certainly don't.
I thought you were a nerd. Isn't that what the email
said? He's a nerd rapper.
I see.
Hey, look, I was definitely a nerd and still am, but when I got to college, I acclimated myself to my new environment.
Mm-hmm. I see. But the person who called in and referenced this shoulder lean, we didn't know. We'd never even heard of this before. And I think you finally didn't you go to Urban Dictionary and pull that up? Who pulled that?
Somebody sent it to me. Okay. I wasn't cool enough to even be able to find it in the Urban Dictionary.
Right, but that's because we thought it was shoulder lane and not shoulder lean.
All we could come up with on the internet is the place where you pull over on the side of the road.
So
it's let your shoulder lean. It's a dance.
I see. So now, I love the dances of today. They sort of they don't resemble anything like the dances of yesterday. Not that I can dance anyway. I couldn't dance if you asked me to. But
neither could I, for that matter. But I can do the shoulder lean.
That's exactly what I mean. Anybody can do the shoulder lean or the the freak dancing they call it.
What about the?
Oh yeah, That's part of the point of the song. He says, I can shoulder lean. I don't know how to dance, though. I mean, that's the whole point.
I see. So the person who called in was not calling from Georgia. Did this Georgia, the Atlanta area rapper, did he sort of hit it big with this song? Or
Yeah, that song actually blew up. It was in Atlanta huge for about 3 months before it went national, but I started seeing it on BET and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, his album probably, I know it went gold. I'm pretty certain it might have gone platinum.
I think just about everything goes gold. It always feels good to be on the ground floor and know about these kind of things before everybody else.
Before the white talk show host.
Right. Well, to know about entertainment news before Ian and I really isn't any kind of accomplishment.
No, certainly not. So, Rob, what else was on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I was just talking about my email that you read. You read it just fine, but during one of your comments, you said, you know, my family didn't have indoor plumbing. That's a little misleading.
Wait, now, somebody didn't have indoor plumbing. Who was it?
That would be my cousin, which was only a couple doors down. Now, one of the things that happens in my area in Mississippi, the neighborhoods were very much segregated almost exclusively by race. It wasn't by race and class. It was almost exclusively by race. So you might have two doors away from each other, one person who makes $10,000 or $15,000 a year and somebody else who makes $80,000 a year.
Yeah, I've seen neighborhoods like that, and it's very interesting to see the yards. You know, there's some yards that are just perfect, immaculate flowers, little fences, the whole thing. Other ones look like junkyards. I mean, there's no grass.
Sure.
There's stuff rusting on it. So what's it feel like to be a couple of doors down from somebody who doesn't have indoor plumbing? I mean, that's got to make them feel really weird, doesn't it?
I guess since everybody has been in that same area for the longest time, everybody was kind of descended from slaves. I mean, you grew up in that environment. It wasn't abnormal. It wasn't until I got to Atlanta that I realized, hey, you know, my upbringing was kind of strange.
So now, would your cousin actually come over so he could use your bathroom, or did he just step outside or something? I mean, was there like a shack out back?
When I used to go over there and she would take care of me, you know, while my parents were going out doing whatever, it would be, you know, dig a hole, get a plank.
Excellent.
So there wasn't one. You had to dig a hole every single time?
I'm being mean here, but the fact is we had a family farm, and I was born in 71, and this must be when I was, you know, 75, 76, 77.
In Florida.
And we had a ranch, I guess, a ranchette, 10 acres where we had cows and that kind of thing. And out there, we didn't have plumbing because it was you know, it had a barn on it and some cows. It didn't have a house.
Right.
And there was a place to go to the bathroom that included, you know, a hole in the ground. Huh. So I guess I'm not that far removed from this.
So you did the same thing then.
Yeah.
We had a home with an indoor plumbing, but we went to the ranch where the outdoor plumbing was.
I see.
And that's not very dissimilar. I mean, when I went to her, and you got to understand now, when you're living in Tibby, Mississippi, two doors down could be quite a distance.
I see. Yeah, I got you. I see. It could be down the road a ways.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, and of course, you know, things being very different then, I would go and walk down there. You know, it might be a mile away. I've been 6 years old, but, you know, walking a mile when you're six, living in the country in Mississippi, wasn't a big deal.
So did people have jobs in the city, or did they farm their land, raise livestock? What did they do there?
You had different people do different things. So you had some people who raised livestock. Now, my parents were both professionals. I mean, they were teachers. My dad just retired. My mom had already retired. And, you know, they were doing, I mean, quite well. I mean, you know, and my mother's father actually had owned a store and driven a milk truck, and my mother's mother was a school teacher for like 36 years.
Hence the indoor plumbing.
Now, the store, was the store in the black section of town?
Yeah, the store was in the black section of town.
Was it almost in the same community? Was it almost completely patronized by black people?
Yes.
It's interesting how this is. W.E.B. Du Bois was really big into blacks need to start businesses and be on an equal footing with whites, and that's the only way they're ever going to get any respect. And I really have to agree.
I agree.
150 years ago.
It's unfortunately, though, you've got government regulations that prevent all kinds of poor people, whites, blacks, Hispanics, from starting their own businesses and essentially effectively keeping them down and keeping them out of the business.
Absolutely. And one of the things which devastated black communities actually was the manner in which integration occurred. You know, I'm a strong believer in integration, but I do not believe in forced integration.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that I want to associate with anyone who does not wish to associate with me. And if I don't want someone to associate with me, I don't want their company to be forced upon me.
Yeah, it's just as bad. Forced integration is just as bad as forced segregation. And it's a shame that that's the way the pendulum swung, because I think you're right. I think a lot of people were resentful of that, and maybe it didn't allow them to sort of adjust on a natural basis to people sort of slowly integrating. Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you as always, sir. 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number. We're going to talk Red V, Registered Traveler Program, but since he called in, kind of like comparing then and now, you've got a related email, Mark, as to what it was like 50 years ago compared to today. We'll explore that. Your calls as well about anything on your mind. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800- 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Your show, you bring up whatever you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are for free as well. And that includes an entire year's worth of archives right there, front page of the site, easily downloadable for your convenience at freetalklive.com. All right, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, join us via the phones, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free lines. So we just got off the phone with Rob in Georgia. He was talking about growing up in Mississippi. And
in the 80s.
Yeah, I guess that was in the 80s,
yeah,
early 80s.
And his cousin not having indoor plumbing.
And so things certainly change over a number of decades, and you happen to have a related email.
Yeah, you know, it's Friday, so it's time for a fun email. And this one's called Changing Times. Scenario 1. Jack pulls into his school parking lot with a rifle in his gun rack. In 1956... the vice principal comes over, takes a look at Jack's rifle, goes to his car, gets his own to show to Jack. 2006, the school goes into lockdown. The FBI is called. Jack's hauled off to jail, never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors are called in for traumatized students and teachers.
Might as well add some terrorist charges to it while you're at it.
Yeah, Jack will be lucky to ever see the light of day again.
Mm-hmm.
Scenario 2. Johnny and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1956. A crowd gathers. Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up best friends. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody arrested. Nobody expelled. 2006. Police are called. SWAT team arrives. They arrest Johnny and Mark, charge them both with assault and expel, and both are expelled, even though Johnny started it.
It's true. That's true. I mean, if you get in a fight in school, it doesn't matter if somebody jumped you. You're getting expelled.
Chances
you're getting
are very
suspended.
Good. Yeah.
If not expelled, suspended.
3. Jeffrey won't be still in class. He disrupts other students. 1956, Jeffrey sent to the office and given a good paddling by his principal. Sits still in class. 2006.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with paddling
either. Let me predict.
It's a funny email.
I haven't actually read this email yet. Let me predict. Dope him up. In 2006.
2006, Jeffrey given huge doses of Ritalin, becomes a zombie. School gets extra money from state because Jeffrey now has a disability. 4. Billy breaks a window in his father's car, and his dad gives him a whipping. 1956. Billy's more careful next time. Grows up normal, goes to college, becomes a successful business person. 2006. Billy's dad's arrested for child abuse. Billy removed to foster care. Joins a gang. Billy's sister is told by a state psychologist that she now remembers being abused herself, and her dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with a psychologist.
I don't know if this
is funny. How far removed?
This sounds accurate.
It's funny because it's juxtaposed against 1956.
It's funny because it would have been so nice to have it not gone this way, I guess.
And, you know, there's no guarantee that Billy's mom actually had an affair with a psychologist. 5. Mark gets a headache and takes some headache medicine to school. 1956. Mark shares headache medicine with the principal out in the smoking dock. 2006. Police called. Mark expelled from school for drug violations. Car searched for drugs and weapons. Car seized.
Sounds about right.
Scenario 6. Mary turns up pregnant. 1956. Three high school boys leave town. Mary does her, Mary does her senior year at a special school for expectant mothers. 2006. Middle school counselor calls Planned Parenthood, notifies the ACLU. Mary is driven to the next state and gets an abortion without her parents' consent or knowledge. Mary given condoms and told to be more careful next time.
Yeah, sounds about right. I think that's a sensible approach.
Yeah. Scenario 7. Pedro fails high school English. 1956. Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, goes to college. 2006. Pedro's cause is taken up by the ACLU. Newspaper articles appear nationally explaining the teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. ACLU files class action lawsuit against state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English banned from core curriculum. Pedro given diploma anyway, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he can't speak English. Scenario 8. Johnny takes apart leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane paint bottle, blows up a red ant bed. 1956, ants die. 2006, BATF, Homeland Security, FBI called Johnny charged with domestic terrorism. FBI investigates parents, siblings removed from home, computers confiscated. Johnny's dad goes on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. Mm. I guess they're just so...
I can't find it funny. I'm imagining them all being real.
It's like they're real news stories.
Yeah.
Number 9 scenario. This is the last one. Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He's found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1956. In a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. 2006. Mary's accused of being a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Loses her job. Faces 3 years in state prison.
1-800-259.
The picture circulates the internet.
9231. Now, you wonder, speaking of kids and teachers and inappropriate touching and all that, you see so many stories today about teachers and their students. And, you know, there was recently, I think, a story about an 11-year-old boy and his teacher who had him touch her breast. And she got in trouble, of course, for that. And
any good reason?
I don't know.
Not a good reason.
Wanted to teach him about the female form? I don't know. Anyway, it just makes me wonder, did teacher-student liaisons happen as often in 1956 and we just never heard about it? I mean, compared to today when it's the Information Society, story pops up in Washington about a teacher doing something with a kid and it spreads all over the country within a matter of hours.
I think it would be safe to say that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it does... It's just my imagination. This is just conjecture completely. But I imagine America being more liberal sexually now than they were in 1956. And I wouldn't think that it happened as often as a result.
I wonder about that. If you were sexually involved with your teacher back in the 50s, give us a call. 800-259-9231.
Somebody out there listening has been.
The Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. To the airports again, and the new program that the Department of Homeland Security has created to give you preferential treatment. The Registered Traveler Program, as they're calling it, which is just cleared for deployment in the nation's airports, has nothing to do with security. And it's simply a way to pay $100 to cut to the front of the line. While 28 out of the approximately $100 fee goes to a security check performed by the Department of Homeland Security, there's actually no rational reason to do the check other than to make the program look like it's security-related. More, including why registered travelers, coming here. The program is set to work like this. A traveler submits 10 fingerprints, a couple of optional iris scans, a digital photo, and personal information, including their social security number to the government through one of the private groups running a registered traveler program. After the government runs a $28 background check and clears the person, the private company, so far only Verified Identity Pass has been certified to do this, so there's all of one private company's doing this, issues them a smart card. Then, after a traveler gets her boarding pass the normal way and heads toward the security checkpoint, she goes to a special line that has a kiosk. There, she has her fingerprints scanned and checked against the card, and if they match, she goes immediately to the front of the screening line. Then, she goes through screening just like everybody else, with her liquids in a bag, laptop out of its case, shoes off, etc. So what's the point of a background check if all you get is a better place in the same line that you would have been without the card? Well, the point is, this is the preferred slave program, as I'm calling it. Because we're all slaves to the government when we are traveling on airplanes. We have to jump through their hoops and do as they say. And this is just for the more wealthy slaves who don't like waiting in the lines, who are willing to pony up an extra $100 for the same lousy treatment. Except they just get to jump ahead in the line. That's what it is. And they get to turn over all their private and personal information to the federal government's database.
I can see why somebody would want to skip line. I mean, if I traveled for a living,
Sure.
If you get stuck in... Those lines stink. I can see why somebody would want to do that.
Is it worth it giving up all your privacy in that way? I mean, I understand they still know who you are when you're traveling and everything, but all 10 fingerprints? Iris scans? Which are optional at this point,
yeah,
but that
well,
could change.
If you don't care if you give them up, then...
1-800-259-9231. Are you going to join the Registered Traveler Program, as they're calling it? Do you have a problem with this? 800-259-9231. I do. It's just one more step down the road towards this totalitarian, fascist state that we're living in, where everybody's giving up all their private information to the government. That's a bit disturbing. More on the way. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line. Packet8.net for all your voiceover IP needs. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're all completely free. But do remember that since we give away the website features for free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts, that, you know, we could use a little bit of voluntary support. Maybe you want to go and buy some Free Talk Live stuff. Some Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like Free Talk Live shirts and hats, and there's a flag in there, classic archive, DVD sets, all there at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. And Mark, you and I had been waiting eagerly to get our hands on our very own Free Talk Live garb, because some of our listeners had been calling and emailing in this week, just raving about the quality of the Free Talk Live merchandise, and we had yet to even see it, because we were just waiting to get to the mailbox to go and pick up our package. We finally did today, and you're wearing some of it right now.
I'm wearing the bowling shirt.
And you've got the color block hat.
I'm not sure what color block means, but I have
that's what it's called.
With the white stripes on it.
Right.
And the emblem.
I gotta say, it looks sharp.
I have to agree. There's bowling shirts, it's sweet, and not poorly constructed.
Little, for the price, it better not have been
little thin for winter weather, but, wear a T-shirt.
Yeah, I think it's excellent. I myself got the other style hat, or the regular style hat. That looks pretty good as well. There's also the
skull cap. Now, that one's fitted. It doesn't have the adjustable strap.
It's kind of a one-size-fits-all deal.
And the front's a little stiffer, so it pops up. The emblem shows a little more. Mine's kind of the relaxed
floppy
ball cap, which I prefer.
Yeah, they're very nice. Both of them, very nice quality items, not cheapy stuff.
Now, you've got the Scully, too.
I've got the Scully, which...
that's nice.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have gotten that.
They're really slick.
And
it
the T-shirt
fits perfectly, too.
Yeah. The T-shirt I should have gotten that, too.
Yep, so go ahead over there, and, well, you can still get them.
Oh, I'm going to get them.
Store.freetalklive.com. You'll get them. Be patient.
Patience, I'm not good at that.
So we're talking about the new program that the TSA, the Department of Homeland Security, have just cleared for deployment, where you get to pay the privilege of paying $100. Now it's your option, of course, paying $100 to be the preferred slave, as I'm calling it, to where you go through their little process, submit 10 fingerprints, a couple iris scans, digital photo, personal information, including your social security number. They then run a background check on you, and presuming you clear the check, and you probably will for the $100, because really all they want is your money. You clear the check, and then you get to jump to the front of the security line. You don't actually get to go through the security line. You don't get to jump beyond the security line. You just go to the front of the line. Well, because you're the preferred slave, not like the rest of the slaves. You have to wait in line.
The Celestrian writes, I know in California we have immigration checkpoints on Interstate 5 about 60 miles north of the border, and they have a fast-track lane where you can pay X amount of money, register your vehicle with them, and probably sign over your soul in a dark rite involving the sacrifice of a sentient being to the government, and you can bypass the checkpoint in a special lane. It's been in place for years.
Yeah, it's all about money. That's really all it is.
Backdoor tax.
So then after a traveler gets her boarding pass the normal way, she heads towards the security checkpoint, goes to a special line that has a kiosk. Then she has her fingerprint scanned and checked against the card. If they match, she goes immediately to the front of the screening line. Then she goes through screening as normal. But can't those with the unfortunate name Robert Johnson or Ted Kennedy, who keep getting snagged by watch lists, join the registered traveler to avoid having to prove that they aren't the terrorists that the government is looking for every time they fly? Yes, they can join, but no, it won't make any difference. The two systems don't touch at all. Some registered travelers will still not be able to print their boarding passes at home and will get the dreaded SSSS on their boarding pass, which is the secret code for extra screening. So, in short, the Registered Traveler Program is a program that lets people pay an annual fee of $100 to cut into the front of the line.
Annual fee?
Yep.
Of $100.
I thought it
was a one-time
no,
fee.
No, come on. Make it annual, you make a whole lot more money.
Yeah,
As for the background check, it's purely theater to make the public think that the program is something other than a way for the well-off to avoid the hassles of post-9/11 air travel.
Now, what's the purpose of the background check? I mean, I haven't read any stories where they're stopping
it's just
convicted
for show.
Killers from flying on airplanes.
The purpose is for show, Mark.
It's absolutely for show. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. There's no point in a background check.
The TSA promises that the program won't slow down regular travelers, but that's plainly absurd. If it speeds up those willing to pay $100, it's going to slow down those unwilling or unable to do so.
Plainly absurd.
Since there are currently no plans to add special screening lanes for registered travelers. And it just goes on. And it's just amazing to me. I guess it's not amazing. I guess it's to be expected. The government, just a money-hungry organization, they've got power, they've got guns, and now they've come up with another way to make a few extra million bucks a year.
And the thing is this wouldn't have worked prior to 2001. Wouldn't have worked because there wasn't this screening thing. They put this in place.
800-259-9231 to the phone.
So they created themselves an industry.
Yep. To the fund, to Mark in Las Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes.
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Actually, I want to share a little airport story. I flew on Tuesday. And, by the way, yeah, clearly this has, the government, the idea that the government provides security is a perfect absurdity. In fact, let me just tell you this, guy. I walk around and I have thyroid problems. I have hypothyroidism, which is pretty, nasty problem to have. It can affect you in all sorts of ways. And that's something that started, just posterior to me getting these lovely anthrax shots, which the government, our loving government made me take. And so here, my health, something as personal as my health has been compromised thanks to this government, because I went and made the mistake of, serving the Emperor in the Marine Corps.
Oops.
And then these bastard politicians want to turn around and act like they're securing us. If they were really interested in securing us, they'd have to shut their whole government down. They need to start arresting themselves. This government,
that'd be nice.
This government is the biggest threat to security I can think of. So anyway, here's my flying story.
Okay.
I was going through screening, put my bag, down on the thing, and it goes through the scanner thing, and I go by, and I'm on the other side, and I'll tell you exactly, I had a small bag. It was all I had. I didn't even have a check-in bag, but my carry-on bag. I had a portable DVD player, and inside a DVD that I put together with, get this, the almost hour-long speech Congressman Ron Paul gave June 10th, 2003, We've Been Neoconned. That was inside my DVD player. So I had my portable DVD player, I had my wallet, and I had actually a pocket copy of the Constitution, which I carry with me wherever I go.
You are a potential terrorist carrying documents like that around.
So I have some serious terrorist contraband. Anyway, my bag goes through the scanner. I wasn't flying for several. It was just I was flying.
Okay.
To,
so what happened?
So anyway, my bag goes through the scanner, and a TSA employee walks over, grabs my bag, and says, "We got to search your bag." And before I could say anything, he hauls himself over to this other table and starts opening my bag. And I walked over there, and I said, "Dude, have you ever read the Fourth Amendment?" and he said, and,
no.
"And he said," and he looks at me, parts of it, not all of it. And I said, "Well, you're not following it. In fact, I have something inside there you're going to find. It's my pocket copy of the Constitution. I think you need to read that. The Fourth Amendment, buddy." And he pulls out this thing. It's this little thing that's supposed to react if they detect explosives, and wipes that in my bag. Because he didn't find anything, right? And then he walks away real fast. And there's a group of TSA employees standing nearby. And I walked over to him with my pocket copy of the Constitution in hand. And I had to open to the Fourth Amendment page, and I said, "Hey, you guys familiar with the Fourth Amendment?" One of the guys says, "Oh, kinda," and the other lady says, "Oh yeah, we know about the Fourth Amendment."
Oh gosh!
It was just so evil. And I said, "Well, you guys don't follow it. Here, I take this, so you guys can read this." And I handed him my pocket copy of the Constitution, and I took it and I walked away. And you know what? Next time, I'm going to be faster, and I'm not going to let them search my bag. And, you know, I'll tell you what makes me so angry.
What do you mean you're not going to let them search your bag? They're going to tackle you if you don't.
And then I won't fly. I'll just be like, because, you know, I have a serious problem. And I'll tell you what makes me more angry than anything, guys.
Hmm.
These stupid Americans, when I talk to them, they're like, "Oh, it's for our safety."
Were you talking to people that day? Did somebody say something to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I brought up my story, and they're like, "Oh, it's for our safety. You know, we got to give up all our rights so
yeah.
Al-Qaeda doesn't get us." It's like, give me a break.
They're good little citizens.
Here's what people are not understanding. Excellent example. Excellent way to illustrate this.
You got 20 seconds to do it.
The police chief of Houston wanted to put government cameras in everybody's homes, right?
Yep.
Well, people can already put cameras in their own homes. There's
yeah.
a difference between a government putting a camera in your home and your own camera.
Well, as we said at the time, and thank you for the call, the police chief should lead by example by putting cameras in every single one of the rooms of his home and then linking them to the Internet so everybody can log in to make sure that he's behaving. 800-259-9231, hour two's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.